Shalom, everybody, and welcome to the Restoration Hour. Yes, it's the Restoration Hour time. I'm super, super excited because this evening we know that Abba Father is on the throne. Not so, Yosef.
Amen.
We know that Yeshua is in control. And we know, you're supposed to be saying amen. Such a bad congregant. We know that Yeshua is in control of our lives. We know that he is with us this evening. And we know that he really, really wants to touch hearts and lives today.
Amen.
And this evening, we know that whatever we come here with today, that he wants to meet with us because this is such a special and sacred time. And so welcome to you. Thank you for joining us on the Restoration Hour. Let's fellowship together. Let's make the next hour a meaningful one. Let's make it one where we just are super, super expectant to meet Abba Father through his word, through his prayers that we're going to pray tonight, that we're going to pray together, and through him just really, really touching our hearts and lives. And so we are excited about that. I pray that you're excited about that. I hope that you've had a wonderful week. And you know what? Here in South Africa, it's been really, really challenging. This has been quite a challenging week. Not only challenging, but actually quite hard. And we know that for everybody that's here in South Africa, we know that we are just holding you up, and we really, really are just holding all the prayers up today. You know, for those who are not in South Africa and who don't know what is happening, you know, it has just been an incredibly heartbreaking week for so many people. So much violence on the streets, so much stuff going down, you know, so many people that lost their lives, and so much looting. We saw what can only be described as purely demonic activity and realities, and something that's resembled a bit of a coup that took place, and that's the government investigating. Lots of stuff happened, lots of people without food, and just, you know, over 220 people dead and that lost their lives, and it was just something out of a movie. It was absolutely crazy. Thankfully, we are safe. We praise Yeshua for that, and we praise him, the fact that he is always with us. And you know what? It's always how we rise and always how we come to him and always how we can look to rebuild what has been destroyed. And we know that Yeshua is with us, and so we rejoice in that this evening. And so, Yosef, welcome to you this evening, and this is going to be a great Restoration Hour.
Amen. I think last week we had a great Restoration Hour. We were back again on the air. And I think this week, I really do believe that the Father wants to pick up where we left off last week and just reiterate not only his love for us, but also his desire for us to be his people and to understand what that really means. And I pray, you know, as Aaliyah said, I pray that this evening, that wherever you are, whether it is daytime or nighttime, I really pray that you will have a time set aside this hour where the Father can really minister to your heart. You know, whether you are in the States or whether you're in South Africa, we all go through our own hardships. We all have a week that we face. We all have days that come and days that go. But through all of that, we are more than conquerors. And we must remember that we are more than conquerors through Messiah Yeshua, who gives us the ability to be the people that he has called us to be. And I really do believe that this evening that he wants to, you know, encourage us again. He wants to help us understand his love, but he also wants to help us know, like I said, who we are in him, so that when these times happen, and you know, Aaliyah, like what happened now in South Africa over the last week, you know, there's going to come a time where those scenes that we saw here in South Africa are going to be worldwide, where anarchy is going to be the norm, and where people, it's already happening, where people who called, you know, once things that were good will now be called bad, and what was bad will now be called good. And the Bible tells us that. And not only that, but we also know that people will turn away from the truth and they'll follow doctrines of demons. So we need to be people at this time that are praying for one another like we have never prayed before, but also trusting that the Father is greater and that he who started this good work in us is faithful and just to bring it to completion. So I pray this evening that as we talk about the subject matter, that it will resonate in your heart, and that by the end of this evening, I don't just want this Restoration Hour to be a time where we sit and where we talk, you know, about what's laid on our heart. I want it to be a time, and we've said this before, where we really get into prayer and where we pray for one another and allow the Spirit of Yahweh to minister to your life so that you can go away from this hour and live your life in him, restored, renewed, filled up with a new understanding understanding of who the Father is to you, and that you can go into the week and be the light that Messiah Yeshua wants you to be.
And I really want to ask those who are listening to us, because sometimes we can see things on our end, because obviously we are the hosts of the Restoration Hour. We can see on our end that sometimes it says plus and then it has a number, and sometimes it's 3, 4, 5. We see quite a few numbers this evening. And I really encourage you to, if you have a profile on Mixlr, to please sign in so that we can see your name, because this evening we really do believe our Father wants us to pray for you. And we can't do that if we just see plus 4. And so we don't know who you are. We can't say, okay, dividing you all up. And so, you know what? I really encourage you through the Restoration Hour to just come on and to log in. No one's going to bother you, I promise. But we do want to see your name, and we do want to be able to pray for you. Mm-hmm. Speaking of prayer, let us open in prayer. Abba Father, we just thank you so much this evening that you are on the throne. Thank you that you are the only living God, that you are the only real God. Thank you, Abba Father, that you are not stone, you are not wood, you're not an idol, you're not this thing that we have to just prop up. But Father, you are always reigning because you are the only living King. And we thank you for that. And we just pray and invite you in to this time. We know that you are already here. We know that you are seated with us, that you are among us and within us. And Abba Father, we just want to entertain your presence. We want to just touch a little bit of your glory this evening, and we want to pray that you will just touch the hearts and lives, move through our hearts today, and just see our needs, Father. We know that we all have needs, and we, Abba Father, pray, and we bring you that need. We bring you our hearts today. Whatever we need, Father, we come, we lift up our hands to you, we say, Father, if it's a need for fellowship, may we be filled up, may we have a corporate anointing. Father, if it is a need, Father, just to be touched, to be healed, Father, be it physically, be it spiritually, be it mentally or emotionally, Father, we lift up our hands and we say, Abba Father, meet with us here. Bring us that balm of Gilead that your word speaks about. Abba Father, if it's just a need just to bring fresh life, then breathe your spirit into us. May we be like those dry bones that Ezekiel saw that had the breath come into them and stood up again. Father, may we experience that kind of overflow and that kind of refill. And Father, if it's just to sit here and say, Father, we don't know what we have need of, but whatever it is, let your will be done, then Father, we pray that you would take over and take control. And we thank you for that. Minister your word, Father. Your word says that your word gives a life. It sustains the weary. It gives us fresh hope. It's a lamp unto our feet, a light to our path. So whatever we do, Father, may your word be that lamp, may it be that light, but may it be that revival and that refreshing that we need. Give us the word that sustains the weary, especially in this time that we are alive in. May we be shining so bright, and may the darkness not overcome the light. And we thank you for this, Yeshua. We proclaim your name, and we just give you all the praise in your mighty, mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Yosef, I was, you know, really, when I was praying about this Restoration Hour, there was a scripture laid on my heart so, so strongly. And this is going to be part of the core feature of what we're going to be speaking about today. And I'm going to read it out, and then I'm going to throw it over at you. And it's this scripture that Abba Father really laid on my heart just to share today. It's Romans 12, and it starts in verse 1, and it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, for this is your spiritual or reasonable act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. For then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, His pleasing, and His perfect will."
Amen.
How much is in the scripture?
So much is in it?
So
much. You know, Leah, I've always loved this scripture. And, you know, last week we were speaking about, you know, the falling away and how the scripture foretells, and it tells us over and over, that in the last days so many people will fall away from the faith, that those who once professed Messiah Yeshua will turn away from the faith, and that they will follow after different teachings, teaching other things to other people. But not only that, that it would be people who were once in the faith that then turned away from the faith, and then they served other gods or served idols, like you were saying. And you know, when I read this passage of scripture, it's in the context of the entire book of Romans, because he actually says, yeah, Paul says, he says, "I therefore," and he's actually saying, you know, now that I've given you everything from chapter 1 all the way through to chapter 12 and all the things that have been written in it about how good the law is, about, you know, the fact that, you know, Messiah Yeshua has not only just come for the Gentiles, he's come for Jew and Gentile, everyone who's grafted back. He talks about that in the previous chapter. So he's talking about faith in Messiah Yeshua and what that produces in us. That when we have faith in Messiah Yeshua and we are rooted in him, then we will produce the right kind of fruit, and then we will be part of that commonwealth of Israel and we'll be the people that he wanted us to be from the very beginning. And that's what this passage of scripture is talking about. In order for us to be people who don't fall away from the faith and people who remain in Messiah Yeshua, we need to be rooted in Messiah Yeshua. Mm-hmm. Our roots have to be found in him. And you know, it doesn't mean, like we said last week, that doesn't mean all you need to do is just read your Bible, go to a fellowship. What it means is you have to start to learn to conform your character to the character of Messiah Yeshua. And so many people say, oh, but you know, I've heard those words say, well, I'm just going to be Christ-like, or I'm just going to be, you know, like Yeshua. But what does that actually mean? How do we, in this generation and in this time, how do we be the light that Messiah Yeshua wants us to be if we are not rooted and grounded in him? Because what this passage of scripture is actually talking about, it's talking about the life that you as a believer have to live in order to know and be able to understand that good, pleasing, perfect will of the Father. What is the will of Yahweh for your life? And in order to find that out, you have to remain in a righteous, abiding relationship with Messiah Yeshua. You cannot waver on two opinions, and we spoke about that last week. So it says this, it says, I urge you therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of Elohim, by the things that Yahweh has done for you by sending his son Messiah Yeshua, he says, now I urge you that you present your body, everything that your body is about. You know, Elia, that this is the problem today with the world. The problem today with the world, and not only with the world, but with so many believers, is the mixing of what is holy with what is profane. And we think that by kind of the things we watch, the things we say, the places we go, the people we interact with, that it's okay. And Yahweh is saying, you know what, there's a line being drawn. Long time already, there's a line that has been drawn in the sand. You're either for him or you're against him. And if you're for him, then you need to produce the fruit that is worthy of the calling of your life that he has called you to. And Yahweh is looking now more than ever for people who bear the right fruit, people who are not rotten on the inside, people who are not swayed by opinions or swayed by the spirit of the age or swayed by the things of the world. He's looking for somebody who comes and presents their body, their entire life. It's not talking just about your physical body, your toes, your arms. It's not talking about that. It's talking about the life that you live out there in the world. Everything that you are, everything that you stand for, has to be presented as a living sacrifice to Yahweh. You know, Elia, we talk about worship, and everybody says, you know, I want to worship. I want to be in worship. I want to spend time in worship. But the truth of worship is it's worship. It's not about what we can get when we go to our Torah study or to our Torah group or when we go to a church and we worship. Worship is supposed to be us presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice unto Yahweh so that we can meet with him in that place of holiness. And the problem why people can't meet with Yahweh in the place of holiness is because they are not presenting themselves as blameless before Yahweh. The sacrifices that were presented to Yahweh could not be defected. In other words, they cannot be sacrifices that had defects in it. You couldn't present an animal to Yahweh that was crippled or had defects in it. In the same manner, we should be presenting ourselves to Yahweh without blame or without issues in our lives. In order to really present yourself to Yahweh as a living sacrifice, you have to be a person who is not walking in guilt or walking in shame or walking in those things that so easily pull us away. When we live in darkness or we live in the realm of darkness, it's difficult to come before Yahweh and present yourself to him as a living sacrifice. Yahweh wants you to present yourself to him as a living sacrifice on a daily basis. And that only happens when we spend time in prayer, when we spend time in intercessory prayer with him and pray and worship Yahweh. You know, Ilya, I don't understand why people always say that, you know, I have to be in a space to worship Yahweh. There's going to come a time where we will not be able to worship Yahweh in the way that we have been doing for so long. There's going to come a time where the world is going to be a dark place. And if you haven't cultivated worship from inside of you and the ability to spend time with Yahweh alone, it's going to be very, very difficult.
So true, because so many times people often do say, you know, I miss that. I need to go to a place because I want to worship. But singing isn't always worship. Mm-hmm. Obviously, singing is worship and it is nice. But here exactly is what worship is all about. And I want to break this up as well and say that it says here, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy. And the thing about this mercy is that it is because of what Messiah Yeshua has done for us. That is the mercy, obviously, that we have received. But I want to say something here about grace this evening. You know, we think that grace was offered to us when Yeshua died and we receive that grace from him. Of course, that is one aspect of grace. You know, Yeshua died for my sins. He set me free. He also resurrected and gave me that resurrection life and resurrection power so that I can eternally be with him forever if I remain in him and I receive his grace and his sacrifice. But grace is operating and Yeshua's mercy is operating in us in a daily basis, on a daily basis. You know what? When you get up and go to work in the morning, that is Abba Father's grace and mercy operating in you because he's giving you life again. You know, when you're able just to spend time with him, that's his grace at work in your life. When, you know, you receive a salary, that's his grace in your life. And it's not to make us feel guilty. That grace is offered because of his great love and he wants to continue to offer it. That's why he continues to offer Yeshua's sacrifice to us, that knowledge of his sacrifice. No, Yeshua's not dying all the time. Yeshua died once for everyone. But you know what? Abba Father is continually offering us that truth to those who don't yet believe, to those who have not yet heard, to us when we were yet sinners, as it says Romans 5. When we were yet sinners, Messiah Yeshua died for us. How much more now will he give to us? Now that we are saved, that is grace and it's mercy and we can receive it joyfully. And because we receive it joyfully and we have his love and his power and we woke up this morning and we together today and we had a good meal for supper and because I'm fellowshipping with you who are listening, that is Abba Father's grace and mercy. It's operating right now in our lives. It's living and it's active and we can receive that with joy. And so we don't have to feel guilty because sometimes people get caught up, like you said, you spoke about guilt and shame, because sometimes momentarily your footing kind of slips or something kind of happens. You know what? Abba Father's grace and mercy is still operating even when we, you know, commit a mistake. And I want to say that it says because of that grace and that mercy that's operating all the time, that is why, because of his grace, we need to offer our bodies as living sacrifices. Amen. Now, I want to say something here that's very, very important. It says to offer your body as a living sacrifice. Now, this word living obviously is, you know, here it would be in the Greek, but if we take it back to the Hebrew, it actually means the same thing. And it literally means someone who is alive as opposed to someone who is dead. Now, that kind of would probably make some people laugh and say, well, obviously, because it says living, so it must mean life. But this is actually something that's quite deep here because we know that people and... to give you an example of this, Yosef and I once, a couple of months ago, watched a documentary on mummies that consistently are found in many of the high top mountains in South America. And these mummies are all found of children, you know, small children. And, you know, we watched a documentary where this young girl was found and she died in just a sitting position, just in the ground. And it was this great kind of mystery, you know, and they had all these forensic teams and people uncovering what was happening. And she looked quite peaceful. And to cut a long story short, she was actually a human sacrifice. And this documentary that we were watching actually documented the depth of human sacrifice that has happened in South America. Even until this very day, they were interviewing people from tribes and they were saying, no, you know, the greatest thing that we can do is to die as a sacrifice. That is the opposite of what Yeshua wants for us. He says that we must live as a sacrifice. That doesn't mean that we offer ourselves and then they go and they put this thing around our face and they kill us like that, like the pagans do. That's what the pagans do. Mm. Yeshua says that we must, on a daily basis, because of the fullness of the life that we live by Abba Father's grace, we can present ourselves as a living sacrifice. There's a reason Paul wrote living. Mm. Even in these times, people were being killed, right. You know, and they were, you know, it was this high thing to become a living, you know, or this dead sacrifice. They almost, you know, honored the people who were chosen as sacrifices. You got a good life, you know, even if you were only alive until 10 years old, you got a good life. Your family got riches. You got to walk around with the crown on your head. You were seen as this holy gift. That is not how Abba Father wants us to live. He wants us to live today while we are alive, offering ourselves spiritually, you know, to him. Yes, some people will die martyrs' deaths, but that is not something that we should just go and pursue to put ourselves in harm's way, to be killed for our faith. If that is what is chosen for us, then that is what will happen. But every single day, we must live and offer our bodies as living sacrifices. And you know what's even more intense about this, Yosef, is that Paul actually writes that this is your reasonable act of worship. Right. It's not even the best act of worship. It's not even, you know, this ultimate act of worship. It says that this is your reasonable, or it's your spiritual act of worship, to be a living sacrifice, to live fully obedient to Yeshua, to pour yourself out fully for him. You know, that while we are alive every single day, in how we live, in how we pray, in how we choose to be with him, and how we choose to interact with others, then how we choose to testify of his goodness, that is just our reasonable act of worship. It's not even that perfect act.
You know, that's that. There's another commentator that once said, you know, it's our rational service to Yahweh. It's our reasonable service. It's the minimum of what we should be doing. And you know, in Hebrews, it says this. It says that in Hebrews chapter 13, it says, through Yeshua then, let us continually offer up to Yahweh a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips giving thanks to his name. Everything that he's talking about, that Paul's talking about here, is so that in the end, we will be a vessel of Yahweh's glory. By doing these things that he's saying, you know, by presenting yourself as a living sacrifice unto Yahweh, you're giving honor and praise to Yahweh, but at the same time, you're becoming a vessel through whom he can work. And that's what it's all about. The will of Yahweh for your life is only found when you walk in the righteousness that has been given to you through Yeshua's death. When we begin to align ourselves with the Father and with Yeshua's plan for our lives, that plan unfolds. Not the plan that we thought out, but his plan. And that's why it says, it goes on and it says, the good, the pleasing, and the perfect will. And we've spoken about that. But it actually goes back to that passage of scripture where Yeshua is talking about the fruit. And he says, to some, they will give out a harvest, or they will produce a harvest, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Because that's exactly how it is. By you producing or giving unto Yahweh your whole life, it's not just, we must understand this, it's not just your body, it's actually your body and your mind and all parts of who you are as a human being. It has to be surrendered to Yahweh. That's why he says that we need to renew our mind. The battle starts in your mind. When our minds are so fixated on the worries of this world, like now, and all the things happening around us, it's very difficult for you to be a living sacrifice unto Yahweh, because your mind is captured. So that's why we always, when people pray for one another, it's important that we pray that our minds and our thoughts are taken captive into the obedience, like Paul prayed, of Messiah Yeshua, that our minds are then set free. Because when our minds are free, our bodies and our hearts then can respond, and we are able then to worship Yahweh in spirit and in truth. So he goes on and he says, so that you may test and prove what is the good, the pleasing, and the perfect will of Yahweh. If you're only going to present yourself to Yahweh partially, you are only going to be producing 30-fold of that fruit. And Yahweh doesn't want you to do that. He wants us to produce 100-fold. It's important.
You know, I think that we can elaborate on that and touch on that again when we get back. But we want to go to our first song of the evening. It's called Heart of the Father by Ryan Ellis. Enjoy the song and see when we get back.
I've never known a love like yours. So intimate, so powerful. And I've tasted, I've seen, and nothing could I've never known a love like yours. Jesus, your name is power. It's breath and living water. And your spirit guides me to the heart of the Father. Let your praise ring louder every day and every hour. 'Cause your spirit guides me to the heart of the Father. I've never felt at home like this. Just like a child, so innocent. And I'm safe inside your arms, 'cause you won't let go. I've never known a love like yours, no. Jesus, your name is power. It's breath and living water. In your spirit guides me to the heart. God, we sing praise. We sing praise. We sing praise. We sing praise.
That is such a beautiful song. I totally agree, Misha. It's such a beautiful song. You know what? During that song, I, you know, just really had the Father lay a scripture on my heart. And you know what? If this scripture is not for you, it's totally fine. But the scripture is for somebody that's on the Restoration Hour with us this evening. And like I say, if it's not for you, it's not for you. But if it is for you and your heart's starting to beat faster and you're starting to feel sweaty, then you know that the scripture is for you. And I really need to proclaim the scripture and just really give a message to someone that is with us this evening. And I want to say Romans 8, and it says the following. It says in verse 14, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, sons or daughters. And then I need to speak this over your life. And it says, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, by where we cry out, Abba, Father, and the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. And now if we are children, then we are heirs, and we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Messiah Yeshua, if indeed we share in his suffering, so that we will indeed share in his glory. And I want to say, Yosef is now like waving his hand at me to get my attention. I want to say this. You know what? There is someone sitting with us on the Restoration Hour this evening, and I really have a sense in my spirit, like I truly know who this person is, who the Father is telling me who this is. But I want to say to you today that you have not received a spirit of bondage again to fear. There is this grip upon you that is just, I just see it almost like a spiritual hand upon you that's trying to pull you backwards, or trying to pull you back into bondage again to fear. A spirit of fear, a spirit of fear at work in your life, a spirit of fear at work in your heart and in your mind and thought, fearful of the future, fearful of waking up in the morning, fearful of tomorrow, fearful of the next, fearful of the now, fearful of your job, fearful of everything. And it's a lie of the enemy this evening that spirit has come upon you just to try and hold you back and to just keep you in that bondage to fear. And I want to proclaim over your life something that you need to take hold of and rise up. Don't live defeated. Don't listen to the voice of fear. Do not sit with this and say to yourself that it is true, because it is not true. It is a lie. And we recognize it as that this evening. And you need to recognize that as well and to rise up and say, I've not received the spirit, therefore I will not receive it. And we have a choice in this life. We can receive something. You know, the enemy can't just give it to us. We choose to receive it. We choose to acknowledge it. We choose to come into agreement with it. And so if you've come into agreement with it, just say, I don't come into agreement with you anymore. I'm cutting this off in Messiah Yeshua, and I am receiving the truth that I've not received a spirit of bondage again to fear, but a spirit of adoption whereby I cried, Abba Father. You know, Abba Father's spirit is testifying with your spirit that you are a child of the Most High God. You are not what the enemy is saying that you are. You are not in bondage to fear, then you don't have to live that way. And so just receive that truth tonight. Proclaim it this evening that you are not in bondage to fear, that you are a child of the Most High God, and receive that truth. We pray that the Holy Spirit will just really blow upon your spirit this evening, just that you will be ignited again to know that you have received a spirit of adoption whereby you can cry out, Abba Father. You are the Father's child. You are not a child of fear. You're not in the darkness. You do not have to live in guilt. You do not need to live in shame, and you do not need to live defeated. You are not in that darkness. That's another lie that the enemy is feeding you to you. You are not. You are a child of the Most High God, and you live in the light. No matter what that light looks like, how it manifests in your life, you are living in the light. And we proclaim that over your life tonight in the mighty name of Messiah Yeshua. And we just want to break that fear that's at holding in your life. And we want to just say that, you know, Abba Father, just go into that place and just manifest your peace, manifest your comfort, manifest your joy, and also your truth to know, Abba Father, that this precious child of yours is indeed a child of the Most High God, and that they are not in darkness, and that they have not backslid, and that they are not needing to live in guilt, but Father, they are your child. And the enemy will only come against your children. He's not interested, Father, if we are not in the light. He's not going to come against this precious child just because of whatever. He knows, Father, that you have a special place for this child, and that, Father, you have a purpose for this child. And so, therefore, lift this person up today in the mighty name of Yeshua. And I just proclaim that over you. And Yosef, I know that you are raising your hand and you're trying to get my attention. We just say amen to that. Amen. We want to see freedom in your life, in Yeshua's name.
You know, Leah, I just want to say this evening that the Father has a different plan with this Restoration Hour, because Leah doesn't know, but I was sitting and I have my computer in front of me where all the programs are on, and I clicked on Romans chapter 8 and verse 12. The exact same passage of scripture that she has just read was laid on my heart, and I want to read it again, and I want to also say this evening that there is not only one person here, but a few of you that need to hear what this scripture says. You know, the context of this passage of scripture is heirs with Messiah Yeshua. And this is so important now that we come to understand that he is wanting you to be an heir with him. It says this, it says, "So then, brothers and sisters, we do not owe anything to the flesh to live according to the flesh." So I want to say to you this evening, first and foremost, that the world and the world system has nothing. There is nothing that the world has that we should even desire or want. And we have been set free from the bondage of the world. And it goes on and it says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Ruach," and I believe this evening that there are so many of you that are listening to this restoration hour that are living by the Spirit of Yahweh. And because you live by the Spirit of Yahweh, you have put to death the deeds of the body. And it says, "You shall live. For all who are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, these are the sons and daughters of Yahweh. For you did not," and she said this, "you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall again into fear." And this translation puts it so nice and clear. You know, brothers and sisters, whether you are in the States or whether you're in South Africa, whether you are anywhere in the globe right now, things are changing on a daily basis. The media and everything that is happening, all the uprisings and unrest and all the things that are taking place is all geared to cause people to fall into a trap of fear. And Yeshua is saying to us this evening that he has not given you a spirit of fear. He has not given you that spirit to cause you to go back into the place of slavery to fall again into any kind of fear. But rather, you have not only received, but you also have within you the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, "Abba, Father." We can cry out to our Father in every single situation, and he is faithful and just to be with us. That is why it is so important, going back to what we said in Romans chapter 12, that we are not just people that remain doing the good will of Yahweh. He doesn't want you to stay a child. He wants you to mature so that you do the good, the pleasing, and the perfect will of Yahweh, so that you can be, as it says here, one who bears witness to the Spirit of Yahweh inside of you. Your spirit needs to connect with the Spirit of Yahweh so that you can testify and cry out that I am no longer a slave to my former ways, but that I am a child of Yahweh, a son and daughter of righteousness. Father, I really want to pray this evening over every single person that is listening to this restoration hour. Father, tonight I want to pray that the spirit of fear and slavery that has gripped so many, Father, that has caused them to take their focus away from you and put their focus on what is happening, not only in the world, but maybe what is even happening in their own families right now. Father, I pray in the name of Yeshua, Father, that you will cause their spirit man inside of them to rise up, that the Spirit of Yahweh that is inside of them, Father, will testify that they are no longer a slave to their former ways, but that they have been set free, redeemed, and are children of the light, children of the Father, children of Messiah Yeshua. And as children, they are heirs with Messiah Yeshua. And Father, as heirs, we have a great inheritance. Our inheritance is Messiah Yeshua. He is the one who has died for us so that we might be set free, and he has given us the same power that rose him from the grave now lives in us, so that we can be more than overcomers. Father, I truly believe this evening that there are people that listen to this restoration hour, Father, right now, that have been blessed, Father, by you to be a voice in this generation, to be a person, Father, that is not swayed around by popular opinions, but that will stand their ground, a man and a woman of righteousness, someone who is not swayed, Father, by the world, but is moved by your Spirit. I pray, Father, that none of them will be gripped by fear, that none of them, Father, will put their focus on the things of this world, but instead, Father, that they will remember that he who started the good work in them, Father, is faithful and just to bring it to completion. And as Yahweh has said in the book of Revelation, that those who are in covenant with him, those who mature, those who continue to walk this covenant out with fear and trembling, he will protect in the hour of trial. I pray, Father, that they will remain in you, that they will be rooted in you, that they will bear much fruit, and that that fruit, Father, will be used as a healing fruit to the nations, Father, and that where they go, what they do, what they speak about, Father, will not be negativity. As the enemy tries so hard, Father, to grip us in negativity, I pray, Father, that you will raise your people up, Father, to be a voice of hope in this generation. Not a voice of pessimistic things, Father, or pessimist, but instead, Father, that we will be people that stand our ground and say that we are no longer going to be pushed around by the enemy, but that we will be more than conquerors, true sons and daughters of his kingdom. I also just want to say, lastly, you know, Romans 8 and verse 18 says this. It says, "For I consider the sufferings of this present time not worthy to be compared with the coming glory to be revealed in us." Mm-hmm. Nothing that happens in this world right now is going to be so bad compared to the glory that is going to be revealed in those who remain in Messiah Yeshua right up until the end.
Amen. You know, I have another scripture that's laid on my heart for someone this evening. And this is someone that is sitting in a place where you are a mature believer in Messiah Yeshua, who you know who you are in Messiah. You know, there is a confidence, there is a trust. But you know what? Abba Father wants to say the following to you, Deuteronomy 1, verse 21. And it says, "See, Yahweh your God has given you the land. Go up and take possession of it as Yahweh your God, the God of your fathers, has told you to do." He is also saying, "Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Be strong. Go up and possess what he has given to you." Deuteronomy 1:21 says that. And you know what? This evening, there is someone here that Abba Father is leading you into something, and you are really, really standing, you know, almost in it already, but he's really, really saying, go up, keep on going up, go up, go up. Because Abba Father is saying to you, you do not need to be afraid. You can take possession of it. You don't need to know how everything is going to play out, but I'm with you. I've given this place to you. I've given this thing to you. I've given this all to you. Just go up, be strong, and take possession. Do not be discouraged.
You know, Leah, I really feel this evening that the theme that Yahweh is wanting us to hear and to understand and to take hold of is, do not fear. Do not fear. Do not fear the world. Do not fear yourself. Do not fear man. Do not fear the words of others. Do not fear. But as you said, be courageous and remember who you are in him. You know, these things that are happening in the world right now, these things that are happening around us, they are going to continue to happen. But we should not be people of fear. We should be people, like you said, that know what our duty is, what our purpose is, and that we need to go in and take possession of what Yahweh has given us. We have to believe that we have been called to be sons and daughters of righteousness, that we have been called in this generation to be a shining light. No matter how bad the world becomes, we have to remember that Yahweh in us is the hope of glory. We have to believe that, and we have to remember that he loves us and that he's going to be with us always, right up until the end. You know, he said those words, Aaliyah, that I will, he said those words that I will be with you right until the end. You know, in Matthew, when he's talking to his disciples, he never said that to the great multitude. He never said to them, you know what, I will be with you right up until the end. Those words were reserved for his disciples, for those who had faithfully followed in his footsteps, who were doing all that he had asked them to do. And he said to them, go out, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. And he tells them exactly what they need to do. He says, you know, do these things, teach them what I taught you, and then I will be with you up until the end of the age. So it is imperative that we understand, like we spoke about in Romans chapter 12, that we go from being just a child who eats milk into a believer, a disciple, going from being a believer into a disciple who does what he asks us to do. Doing the will of Yahweh is to not have fear. Doing the will of Yahweh is to proclaim him. Doing the will of Yahweh is to be a light to the nations. Doing the will of Yahweh is to be a person who stays in prayer continually. These are the things that he wants us to do. And when we do those things, then he says, listen, I will be with you right up until the end. Mm-hmm. I will protect you. I will keep you safe. And yes, there are going to be hard times. It doesn't say that there's not going to be hard times. But in the hardships, His glory and His light will be revealed through us. Even despite we going through hard times, people will see, hey, you know what? How is it that you can still get through these things? How is it that you still have a smile on your face? How is it that you are joyful in all this distress?
You know, like I say this evening, I really do just believe and feel inside of my spirit that, you know, there are people sitting here on this restoration hour with us this evening that Abba Father has already told you about things that you are doing now, things that you are going to be doing, and things that you need to just go up higher. And Yahweh is saying, yes, He's saying, you know what, take possession. I've given this to you. I want you to have this. I want you to steward it. I want you to lead it. I want you to own it. I want you to have it. I want you to be the boss of it. I want you just to completely have this. And I want you to go in and possess it and take possession of it and to lead it and to guide it well. And you know what, to not be afraid and to not be discouraged, because Abba Father has fully given it to you. And you know what, we're going to go to a song right now. We're just going to take some time just to really, really allow the song to minister to us and the Holy Spirit just to minister and bring His word to our hearts, you know, whatever it may be this evening. When we get back, we are going to, you know, pray for you this today. You know, whomever Abba Father lays on our hearts, we will be so blessed to pray with you and for you. So enjoy. This is called Jesus by Influence Worship. So don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Father, this evening I really want to say thank you that it's true that you can take a mess and make it beautiful. But Father, this evening I really know that you want to speak, Father, to your children, that you want to give them hope, that you want to give them direction, that you want to give them, Father, understanding, not only of who you are, Father, but who they are in this generation at this time. So, Father, this evening I really want to pray. Father, I want to lift up Sister Colleen to you, and I want to pray over you, Sister. I want to pray that you will find direction, that your direction will be brought back in line with what the Father has planned for you and has in store for your life. I pray that all the chaos and all the things that are going on right now in your life, that that will cease, and that the Father will take hold of your hand, and that there will be a compass in His directing you, leading you, and guiding you. I also want to say to you, Sister, that there is such a fire to serve Yahweh in your life. There is such a fire that is burning, and even though to you it seems like that fire has kind of died, Yahweh is saying to you tonight that I will rekindle that fire, that passion, that desire to know me, that desire to move forward, that desire to be used by me. And Yahweh says that there is always enough time. There is always enough time for me to do what I've promised to do, even though in your mind it seems like those promises are never going to take place. Yahweh says that I am faithful and just, and I will bring them to completion, and I will do everything that I have promised to do in your life from the very beginning, from the first day that you were saved. I will continue to fulfill my promises over your life. And Yahweh says to you tonight too, Sister, that He knows that you feel tired. He knows that sometimes you are drained inside. But Yahweh says that I will raise you up. I will put you on wings like an eagle, and I will restore your joy, and that joy will be contagious to all the people that you come into contact with in the days to come. Father, I really want to pray tonight for Sister Colleen. I want to pray, Father, that you will empower her, Father, once again, not only to do what she needs to do at home with her mom and in her own life, but Father, to have the ability and the spiritual power again, Father, to pray like she has never prayed before. And Sister, you are a prayer warrior. Yahweh says that you are a woman of prayer, a woman who stands on the wall and makes intercession. And Yahweh says that He will give you the ability again, the power in Him to pray like you have never prayed before again. And I really do believe that Yahweh is going to shift things in your life and bring about a change, a good change, so that those things that He has promised you can be fulfilled in your life in the days to come. I also want to pray this evening for Misha. And Misha, I want to say to you that Yahweh says to you that I have called you by name, you are mine. And Yahweh says that whether you go through the hard times or whether you are on a mountaintop, I have always been with you. And Yahweh says that there is coming a time in your life where you will have to make decisions, decisions that sometimes will not always be easy, but decisions of what you want from His kingdom, decisions of how you will serve Him and when and how you will bring about what He has planned for you. In other words, how you will take what He has given you and allow the Father to shape you and mold you, and will you allow that shaping to create in you and cause you to be the woman that Yahweh wants you to be. I really also believe that Yahweh has given unto you a great fiery anointing, and a fire that lives within you. And sometimes the fire, it's almost as if water comes and it kind of tries to quench that fire. And I don't know what that water is, but Yahweh says that you need to pray and you need to seek Him, and that as you do that, He will give you spiritual eyes to understand what causes that quenching in your life, what causes the seasons of the fire to burn and the seasons where the fire is dormant, and where Yahweh has to kind of blow on the coals again and get it up. Yahweh says, I want my fire in your life to be constant. I want the fire of my presence to burn in your life constantly. I don't want it to be up and down. I want to bless you so that you can be on fire for me, so that the fire that you had from the time that you were saved can be a fire in your life on a daily basis, that it doesn't have to be up and down, but that it can be constant. And Yahweh says that He loves you with an everlasting love. He loves you because you love Him. And He says that His love will be your portion, and that the love of Yahweh in your life will flow out of you into other people's lives in the days to come. I also want to pray for Brother Darby. And Darby, you are on my heart this evening. And I really want to pray for you and say that I believe that Yahweh wants to raise you up and lift you up from where you are. Maybe right now it feels like you in a place where it's kind of, I see a person sitting in an office chair. And it's almost as if you want to get up, but it's almost like you're not able to get out of that chair. And I don't see it as a office place. I see it as a spiritual thing. And Yahweh says that there is coming a time where you will get out of that chair, where the chair has only allowed you to kind of move with the wheels that are on the chair. But Yahweh says that there is coming a time of resurrection, a time where I will resurrect my word in your life, where I will resurrect who you are in my kingdom. And Yahweh says, you have been faithful with a little, and I will continue to bless you so that you can be faithful with a much. Even though sometimes it feels like you are so far from where you want to be, Yahweh says, I will take you and I will place you in the right position at the right time. And Yahweh says a new season, a season of fruitfulness, a season of authority and power in the spiritual realm is coming unto you. Remain in me and I will remain in you, says Yahweh. And Yahweh says that he is pleased, well pleased with who you are, and well pleased that even despite all the troubles and all the hardships that you have endured over the last couple of months, Yahweh says you have continued to stay constant and be a light to others around you. So remain in him and he will remain in you. I pray over you and Debbie this evening. I pray that both of you will be blessed. I pray that Yahweh will continue to mold you as a couple and shape you as a couple and bless you so that you can be the people that Yahweh wants you to be. I also this evening want to pray for Brandon. And Brandon, I want to say to you this evening that Yahweh says to you, strong and courageous man, strong and courageous warrior in the spiritual realm. I really also believe, brother, that Yahweh has called you to pray and to be a warrior in his kingdom. And I want to pray over you tonight that as you pray, that your prayer life will change, that your prayer life will become more specific as the Spirit of Yahweh leads you and guides you. I pray in the name of Yeshua that Yahweh will gird you with the armor of Yahweh upon your life, and that as you stand in the position that he has called you to stand in, that he will give his angels charge over you. Brother, I want to say to you tonight, I don't know where your life has been or where you have come from, but everything in your life I feel has shaped you to be the person that Yahweh has called you to be. And I see that you kind of this person who thinks a lot about things, but at the same time you act upon what you feel. And Yahweh says to you tonight, be strong and be courageous. Be the warrior that he has called you to be. Be the warrior that you know that you have been called to be. And Yahweh says that as you stand in him, he will give you everything that you need for life and godliness. Every single ammunition, every sword that you need for the battle ahead, Yahweh says, I will give unto you. It's almost as if I see a person with this armor on, and it's almost as if you have a two-edged sword strapped on your back. It's almost as if Yahweh has given you this powerful ability not only to understand his word, but to proclaim that word. And it's almost as if those are the swords that you carry on your back. And Yahweh is saying to you, now is the time, now is the season. Prepare yourself spiritually and mentally so that Yahweh can use you in the places he wants to take you to. I also feel, brother, that you know more or less who and where Yahweh wants to take you. It's a very specific field of people that Yahweh wants you to work with. I pray in the name of Yeshua that you will be blessed. I pray that the word of Yahweh will resonate in your heart, that the enemy will not steal any part of it, but that Yahweh will root it in your life and that it will resonate and that you will be the warrior that Yahweh has called you to be, a true tzaddik in Yahweh's kingdom, a man of righteousness and mercy. A man of mercy and righteousness is who I see Yahweh has called you to be. I also want to say, Brother Solomon, to you and your wife this evening, I really feel that Yahweh has this great anointing and calling upon you as a couple. I almost see this tremendous banner of Yahweh that is kind of descending from the heavens and is coming over you and your wife and your family. And I almost feel like Yahweh's protection and favor is upon your life in a supernatural way. And Yahweh is saying to you tonight that I've called you by name, both you and your wife, and that in the days to come, Yahweh is going to unite you like he has never ever united tested you before, and that he is going to give you a fresh understanding of who you are in his kingdom. I pray for power. I pray for understanding. I pray for spiritual insight and wisdom over your life. I pray, brother, that wherever you go, whatever you do, that Yahweh will use both of you as a sharp instrument in his hands to bring about restoration, justice, and mercy in the places where you go. I pray for you in the name of Yeshua that you will both be tremendously blessed, that your lives and your prayer life will be tremendously blessed, and that you will not have a spirit of fear at all when Yahweh calls you to stand up and be the people that he has called you to be. I see both of you with shining shoes on of the armor of Yahweh, that not only is your shoes shining, but your shield of faith is so big that Yahweh says that he's going to use you to proclaim not only his word, but to be a people of faith and righteousness in this generation. I pray over you and your family that you will be blessed, that your children will grow up to be people who serve Yahweh in spirit and in truth because of your life, your wife's life, and the way that you live together. Yahweh, we want to pray this evening in the name of Yeshua that every single person that has joined us, Father, that you will bless them, that you will keep them. Father, that you will make your face to shine upon them and give them peace. I pray, Father, that every word that was spoken here this evening, Father, that you will take it and that you will place it deep within their hearts, and Father, that you will seal it over with the precious blood of Messiah Yeshua, that they will know, Father, this evening that you are for them and not against them, that you love them, that you have plans for them, Father, plans to prosper them, plans to use them in your kingdom, so that they can be, as we said before, Father, heirs of the kingdom of Messiah Yeshua, people who live and move and have their being in you. Lastly, I want to pray this evening for you, Anae, and I really want to speak over you tonight. I feel to say to you tonight that there is this great, I almost see like a light that you get when a ship comes in. I'm trying to think of what that light is.
A lighthouse.
I see this tremendous bright lighthouse that keeps on moving around, and it's almost as if Yahweh is saying, continue to search, like that light is not only used to search, but it's also used to prevent ships from crashing. And Yahweh says that he's going to place a light within you that will be a light to others. As you search after him and as you seek after him, he will restore unto you not only your joy, but he is also going to restore unto you your purpose. And I've always believed, and I want to say this to you, I believe that Yahweh has a great plan with your life. All you have to do is continue to remain in him and allow him to remain in you. Walk in the ways of Yahweh continually, and he will lead you in the path that you need to go. So I pray over you that you will be a light to the nations, a voice in a very trying and difficult time, and that your life will speak volumes to not only others out there in the world, but to your own family, that your very family will come to know Yahweh in a deeper way through the life that you live. So we pray blessings over you in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you so much that you are a great God, and thank you so much that you meet with us, Father, exactly where we are. And we are so grateful for your presence, grateful for your goodness, your joy, and Father, how you move when our hearts are just open. And Father, we thank you so much for every single person that has fellowshiped with us today. Thank you so much for this rich fellowship that is just such a blessing, Father, to us sitting here. And Father, we just really pray that you will just keep each and every single one of them. That Father, you will bless them with peace, bless their homes, bless their families, their households. Father, bless them today. And in this new week that lay ahead, Father, be with them, go before them, Father, protect them on every single side. Father, help them just be the people you created them to be. And thank you so much for their lives. Thank you so much for the incredible people that are here. And we just give you all the glory and praise in Yeshua Mashiach's mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much to each of you for joining us. It has been such a blessed time. And you know what? I just pray that you will have a Shavua Tov, a wonderful week. We cannot wait to see you soon on the Restoration Hour. And so we're going to be playing out with a bit of an upbeat song called We Can. And you know what? Just have a great week. And may Yeshua bless you. Take care.
Who can love me like you do?
I can be prone to wander, too full of pride sometimes. I don't make it easy to love this heart of mine. I can get so distracted, caught up in doubt and fear. But every time I think you've left me, you're still right here. Who can love me like you do? I'm a mess, I confess, but you carry me through. I'm lost and alone. Thank God that I know who can. Only you can hold my head up. Only you can help me see. Only you can break the grip that's in hand on me. And I know I don't deserve it, but that's why you call it grace. You covered a debt that I could never repay. Tell me, I'm a mess, I confess, but you carry me through. Who can calm my weary soul when I'm lost and alone? Thank God that I know who can. Even when I'm hard to hold, you stay faithful. You'll never let me go. Thank God that I know who came.